Proclamation number 3622, dated the December 7th, 1945. The Ascension of Christ. Transfiguration. My life on earth was a path of love which I concluded with my death on the cross. My body was on earth, that is, it was subject to all natural laws, my soul was with God, it lived a spiritual life and thereby became powerful enough to conquer the body, to likewise make it strive towards God, which subsequently spiritualized soul and body, so that the external form sheltering God, the eternal Father in all fullness, was no longer an obstacle for his working. The external form could therefore no longer succumb to physical death, because only matter sheltering immature spiritual substances is mortal, i.e., changeable within itself, but not completely spiritualized substance. Hence soul and body were able to enter the spiritual kingdom in a perfect state, though translucent and, being permeated by light and strength, were able to leave earth, which was a process my disciples were allowed to witness as it occurred before their eyes, so that they were able to behold God's glory in order to receive strength for their mission on earth, which subsequently commenced for the sake of humanity's redemption. Their task was to inform people of my act of salvation, of my way of life, my teaching, of my excruciating suffering and death on the cross, and of my resurrection and ascension. And for this mission they had to be prepared, they had to live a life of love themselves, they had to be profoundly faithful, having recognized in me the Father of eternity. They had to accept my teaching wholeheartedly within themselves in order to be able to pass it on. They had to be guided into truth in order to comprehend my sacrificial death, and thus they had to be living followers and able to preach with innermost conviction. And for this reason they were also allowed to witness my ascension on earth, the last sign of my glory, my divinity, I was able to give to them as a human being, which completed my life on earth but which must remain alive for my own for as long as the world exists. For my transfiguration, as the fulfillment of my teaching, was indeed comprehensible to my disciples yet only understandable to people if they followed me, lived a life of selfless love and thereby became able to grasp the truth and accept profoundly divine wisdom. When they know that the purpose of earthly life is the spiritualization of soul and body and the result of it is brightest permeation by light, they will also find my ascension credible. For this reason my only purpose of earthly life was the preaching of love, for this reason the Word became flesh, in order to show people the right way, to exemplify a life of love and to encourage them to follow me. Only love achieves a spiritualization, and only love delivers the human race from death and awakens it to eternal life. Amen.